Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Marlene Lorendo, a lay Dominican living in Maine. Marlene's preaching is entitled Grace and Truth, and the reading is from the beginning of the Gospel of John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and truth. That phrase, grace and truth, appears twice in this gospel reading. As I read this, it first reminds me of the angel appearing to Mary, saying, "Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." She was blessed with the presence of God, not only speaking to her through an angel, but growing within her. She said yes to a life of truth and was willing to suffer the little deaths of life for it. Like risking a bad reputation when she said yes to the Holy Spirit. Also when she rode on a donkey while pregnant through the hills of Judea to visit her cousin Elizabeth. After the resurrection, grace was given to another Mary, Mary Magdalene, and she also chose to follow truth. When God told her to go and preach about the risen Christ, she ran to tell the apostles what she had seen. And that at the risk of being mocked. Eventually, the apostles also said yes, willing to suffer martyrdom. And thus, we too can be courageous and outrageous, really, for truth is that. We are given the grace, and we must decide whether to do so, to be in alliance with those courageous Christians who suffered before us. They all gave up their former way of living and suffered the little deaths of life. Grace is given to us gratuitously, but truth is harder. It means action, carried out with the help of grace. Some Christians like to say, once we are born again, we are saved. But it's not a one-time deal, like a New Year's resolution. It is a way of life. We must continually say yes to following the truth. transmitting the truth, and being truth to others. This is much more than a New Year's resolution, where our good intentions often fail after a few days. It's a lifetime of resolution to every day start anew. Yes, we must be born again, but we must be born again and again, and we must also die again and again. And so it goes. What do you say? What's really certain about your New Year's resolution?